Sir, can you state your name?
Louis Edward Green.
Okay, sir, we're just getting you on the roster. Again, if you could state your full name and your ABC number.
Louis Edward Green, Gilman, 281078.
Okay, good afternoon, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on the warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on March 2nd, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you while you're representing yourself today, sir.
Yes.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on the teleconference screen, the board member closest to you is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. After him is Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing. Also in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Osborne, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Reed and Mr. Osborne, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do, sir.
Thank you. Mr. Reed, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. Keep in mind that there's a vote after phase one to pass through, so don't be alarmed when you hear the first vote. We'll make a decision whether or not to pass you through to phase two at that point. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections and then we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board will make the final decision whether or not you violated your supervision or whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number two is demonstrated by a failure to report to and establish residence at Changes, 1344 South Mesa Drive, Mesa, Arizona, on January 22, 2018, as directed by your assigned parole officer on January 22, 2018. Your whereabouts were known, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Reed, is this true or false?
It's true.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Reed's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed upon by Dr. Wright and Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Reed, we're going to continue with the second phase of your hearing, and it is during this phase that we will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by, as Mr. Osborne, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. If you'll just remain on the telephone, we will come back to you shortly for questions, and you can speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Reed was released from U.S.C. custody on January 19, 2018. He was arrested on February 20, 2018 by the Florence Police Department. There was a gun warrant status and was returned back to our custody that same day with 29 absconding days with a community supervision ending of May 8, 2018. Current conviction, 2017, drug paraphernalia violation, 6 months. Prior conviction, 2013. Aggravated domestic violence 1 year. He spent 2 terms with DOC at the CDOIR score of 2-1, a mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 2. There was no STG or gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2013. TIS completion, 4 months. He has a minimal disciplinary history, and he has a community risk score of G2, V2.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Back to Mr. Reed. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections with the approved residence at Changes in Mesa. You failed to establish residence, nor the residence was approved. So, sir, where were you living when you went at Changes?
I was taking care of a friend who just got that first cancer and came back, and I was trying to go in now, here in Florence.
So you were living in Florence?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. You don't have any record of employment, so were you working when you were outside of the Department of Corrections?
No, I was just taking care of my friend.
The programming notes that you were not referred to CHC for substance abuse counseling. You absconded before completion. You referred to task for random year analysis with a color code maroon. Again, you did not provide any year analysis before absconding. So I will begin by asking, what were you doing for the, well, I think you already answered the question, but I'll still ask it. What were you doing for the whole 29 days that you were missing from community supervision?
I was taking care of my friend.
And what kind of cancer is he suffering from, sir?
Something to do with the inside, I think. This is the second term on it. It came back.
Why did you decide to break off contact with your parole officer, sir?
I don't know. I just got caught up helping my buddy.
Well, we don't commend you for disappearing from community supervision, but we certainly look favorably upon you, like helping a friend. It looks like you were arrested by the Florence Police Department on your abscond status. So what were you doing that caused Florence to make contact with you?
I was getting a ride to the friend of mine and giving me a ride somewhere, and I guess he didn't have a license or something like that to that effect. And I seen him driving and they pulled him over. I was in the vehicle with him.
Did you have any ongoing issues with alcohol or drugs when you were inside or outside of the system?
No, sir. Well, I had no time. That's when I went back.
Well, again, we commend you for that. And had you planned on looking for work? I know you said that you were caught up in taking care of your friend, but...
Yes, I have planned on it, and I still do. I'm just trying to get rid of this number that I have on me.
Okay, sir. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. I have no questions from fellow board members. Mr. Reed, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else you need to share?
No, sir.
Okay, sir. The board will be going into discussion. It may sound like we're speaking with you directly, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona? So if you just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
For board members, we're now in discussion. This is an unfortunate case in as much that I do appreciate that Mr. Reed was trying to help a friend in need. Doesn't sound like that he was getting into any further trouble. He says that he wasn't using drugs or alcohol. And the reason why he was returned to the Department of Corrections was not for a new felony. The fact remains he was missing from community supervision for 29 days. And it's unfortunate that he broke off contact with his parole officer, as that is just a fundamental violation of the spirit of community supervision. To make a safe transition of someone back to the community. So at this point, with only 49 days left of his flat sentence, I'm not seeing him as a suitable candidate for community supervision, but I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues.
Yeah.
All right, no further discussion. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion and see where the votes land, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018-W0445, our discussion with Mr. Reed, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Reed was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal legal company, inasmuch that he absconded for, once again, 29 days in which we could not account for his activity. He may have been being an upstanding citizen during that time, but we just cannot account for what was going on during that period. Again, he only has 49 days left on his flat sentence, and that is my motion.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright and Mr. Johnson. Mr. Reed, your supervision has been revoked and will be released on or about what looks to be May 8th, 2018, which is again less than 2 months away, or 49 days. And it may sound like a long time, but it's going to lapse very quickly. So we encourage you to take advantage of any programming that's available to you inside the Department of Corrections. Put together a plan for your safe return to the community. And we do want to see you succeed when you come out. We certainly don't want to see you in orange or sitting before this board again. You seem like a very calm and decent sort of guy. So I really hope to see you do well when you come out. And if you're going to continue to be taking care of your friend, I do wish the best for your friend. This hearing has come to an end. No further discussion may take place, and we'd appreciate it if you'd give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, Mr. Reed.
Okay. Well.